This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who the two luckiest people on the planet were yesterday?
I don't.
Eric Pickle and Jason Bishop, because they both didn't have to attend our legal training yesterday.
That's a very good point, JP.
And no offense to the wonderful lady who is the CBS lawyer, Linda. She's
yes.
a very nice person. But
she did a good presentation.
After the show, we had to go to a mandatory legal training meeting, which we went to a couple years ago.
Yes.
And it was 1 hour and 55 minutes long. And
hold on, let that sink in. A meeting that was nearly 2 hours long.
That we were told in our introductory emails would be probably 45 minutes to an hour.
Correct.
But what happens? What happens is always at these things.
One person.
Questions. Ruins it for everybody.
One person asked five questions in the meeting. One. That's inexcusable. If you have more than two questions, you need to directly email
her
the person
email
who's presenting
her
the meeting.
Email is right up on the board, right on the screen. Just email her. That's what she's there for. Don't ruin it for everybody else.
That person should get a deduction from their paycheck this week.
No, that person should be forced to clean out the refrigerator in our kitchen.
You're probably right.
Because that's, every time you open that door, it is a hazard to society.
It's quite a stench that comes out.
The worst part about it is that the presenter told this person that she will take the questions offline.
Yes.
Which means let's move along with the presentation. But the other person couldn't stop asking more follow-up questions.
I'll be honest. Tilting. I was toward the back of the room.
Especially because I was standing the entire presentation because there was no chair.
I will give credit that the meeting basically started on time. I was there. I think I got to the room like at 10:02 and it was already in full swing. So I had to stand near the back with Valdez near the production studio at DC Lottery Live. An hour in, after standing for an hour, I thought about slinking into the production studio and lounging in one of the luxurious leather chairs, but then I wouldn't be able to hear the presentation. And I thought that would be rude.
You could have taken my seat next to Drab at 11 o'clock as I eloquently went out the back door to come down and do my 11 o'clock update.
I eventually did that because
I didn't see you come back downstairs after the update.
Because I had an 11:30 update.
Best move ever.
12 o'clock update.
Best move ever by Pedro, ditching the presentation.
Well, look, it's the same thing. Drab straight up fell asleep. And I nearly fell asleep several times.
You were nodding off.
Drab nodded off.
I actually have a picture of Drab nodding off.
That's not true. I never fell asleep.
I did not. You want me to close my eyes?
I know I lost consciousness for about 15 seconds one time, so it was hard not to.
And there was a period of time where I told myself, all right, I'm going to actually sit with good posture. And I'd sit up because that way I'd try and pay attention a little bit more and not fall asleep. And I'm not going to look at my phone. And then after about 10 minutes, it's like, eh. This is terrible.
Pedro's seat that
and
I stole.
And then eventually I just saw Cakes, CK, everybody just running shtick in a text. Cakes talking about taking cyanide pills, and then Valdez chimes in. And it was a shtick circle, but on text.
Why are you outing all the shtick? That's a personal shtick. Once I took Pedro's seat, he had a great seat, by the way. It was all the way in the corner where you could just put your head up against the wall. I don't think I nodded off, but I came pretty close a few times.
But it was an hour and 55 minutes.
Look, here's the thing.
And a lot of it. What they need to do for that is, a lot of it doesn't have to do with on-air talent.
Correct.
A lot of it has to do with sales.
Right.
A lot of it has to do with promotions. How about you just separate out the meetings?
I've said
this. I don't need to see anything about the contract with the bar.
Right.
I'll show up to the bar. I'll do the junkie show. I'll do our pregame show. But I don't need to know about the contract.
I've said this 100 times. Just put a sheet of paper, put a one-sheeter in front of me that says Cakes will not sexually harass.
Right.
Will not
accept money.
I will not accept money for Plugola or Payola. If I do any of these things listed above, you're effing fired, and I'll sign it. Just as long as I don't have to go to a 2-hour meeting.
Really kills
ever
me.
Again.
And I remember thinking about it for the first 45 minutes of the meeting,
yeah.
And then I think I made a comment to Drab, maybe to you, when you eventually sat down. I don't understand why all of a sudden it's like stand-up comedy hour where the whole room like laughs. Like they burst out in laughter.
Just tell you
like
this.
There hasn't been one thing
when
funny
the whole
said.
Room is chuckling, and Linda did a great job. She was injecting humor when she needed to.
But
I get
you
it. I understand.
LOL.
No, you know why? Because I'm too comically evolved.
That's right.
To have my my lips out like Drab T-shirt, my teeth showing, and just chuckling and slowing down the meeting.
Hey, did
and
you
make it last longer?
Did you hear me yell at everyone from the back?
I actually
yeah,
did.
At what point about these? Because somebody asked their third question of the day.
No. It was a dumb question. Because it was about like, well, what if this person, if you call this person a name on air,
right.
And they're just trying to do shtick and be funny, and
yeah.
You know, and I said, come on,
yeah,
guys,
I said, come on, let's move it along. I was right there. I was still.
Well, someone had to say something.
I agree.
To all the idiots that wanted to do their 10-minute stand-up routine.
But every time she comes and does this thing, what is it about? Our Sacramento stations that they just can't get it right. Every time it's something happened in Sacramento.
Right.
Sacramento. Our Sacramento team did this. Our Sacramento team did that.
Apparently they're the black sheep of CBS radio.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Over there, West Coast, the legal representative must not be doing their job. I mean, every time it's a Sacramento station doing this.
It was
2-hour meeting.
And the thing is, we haven't had a real job for over 2 decades now.
Right.
I'm sure that type of meeting happens in real jobs in corporate America all across the country. We're not used to it. I'm not able to pay attention that long anymore. I'm really not.
When I was lamenting about it to my wife, she goes, I have a weekly staff meeting. It's basically what you're talking about. Weekly!
Right.
We have a yearly, and I can barely tolerate
it. Yeah, but I bet
it.
You hers doesn't last 2 hours.
I bet it's pretty close.
Really?
And it's weekly.
With teachers?
By the way, you should have seen the stampede to get out of DC Lottery Live once the meeting was over. Have you ever seen Ralphie run around the stadium at the University
of
Colorado? That's what it looked like.
I have a suggestion then for the next one. Let Linda make her PowerPoint presentation, and then if you have questions, you stick around at the end of the PowerPoint presentation.
Perfect.
And you ask her those questions.
I love it, Pete.
Period. Do not talk while Linda is talking.
See, working for Navy all these years, you have military precision, which
I
like.
Efficiency.
Yes.
Pete on Sports hanging out with us here as we do the two-man show. EB's in Chicago playing golf. Jason will be back on Monday from his vacation.
Are you concerned
in
about
Colorado.
EB at all? Because Chicago's been a pretty dangerous place so far this year.
Well, I think he's staying in the hoity-toity part of Chicago.
Yeah.
If it's even called Chicago, it's a suburb.
He's not teeing it up at Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
Okay, he's playing a different green.
Just saying, you know, the analytics of Chicago this year are not on anyone's.
He's
favorite.
Not going to be hanging out in the same spots as Arthur Agee and Will Gates from Hoop Dreams.
All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz, presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helppurpleheart.com.
Wearing my Purple Heart Open polo from the golf tournament.
Very nice.
Pedro and I attended
yes,
earlier.
Indeed.
So you did have
summer.
3 preseason games last night. Seems like Pedro watched a lot of them.
He did, yes.
The Ravens beat up on the Dolphins. Of course, it was Jay Cutler's first start in a Dolphins uniform. He didn't play much, complete 3 of 6 passes. But the story there is Ryan Mallett continued to struggle. He's the backup quarterback now for the Ravens, starting in place of the rehabbing Joe Flacco, who hopefully will be back for the season opener. Mallett threw 2 picks and was just 13 of 22 passing the football.
Well, Valdez's under 9 wins bet is going to be a big fat winner if Joe Flacco misses any extended portion of the 2017 campaign. If it falls in the hands of Ryan Mallett, they are in serious trouble.
His 2-game pass rating is now at 53.
Yeah, and just not accurate. I mean, plain and simple. It comes down to that. Just not accurate. And obviously they're still missing, you know, Breshad Perriman, who they're expecting, you know, to be a big target in their passing game. They've got some issues at tight end in terms of injuries right now. Max Williams, I thought, played okay for them last night. Defensively, that club is there. They are good defensively. But right now, offensively, It almost reminds you of 2001. Just very inefficient on the offensive end, but a defense that's playing up to par right now. And I would say that's a team that you're going to want to follow the under track cakes during the regular season.
Now, a lot of unders week to week. I like it, Pete.
Hard Knocks this year features the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, you know, we talked about episode one where Jameis Winston, very charismatic there at quarterback. He looked sharp last night, completed 21 of 29 balls for a buck 96 as the Bucs beat the Jaguars. The bigger storyline there, though, and Pete mentioned this in the last segment, is that the head coach of Jacksonville, Doug Marrone, he's opened up the quarterback position now. It's not Blake Bortles' job. It's going to be either Bortles or Chad Henne. Neither of them are world beaters.
I mean, if you toss the keys to Chad Henne, I mean, it's hello 3-13, I would think. I mean, are the Jags ever going to be good? Are they ever going to break out of the
Tom Coughlin's your president now. So, I mean, you got a guy that's 70 years old who's now taken over as the president of your club. Doug Marrone, not exactly doing anything as the head coach in Buffalo to distinguish himself. So, success or failure of any organization starts at the top, Cakes. Starts at the top. If you don't have a proven GM and you don't have a head coach, it's worth the darn. You're not going to win.
Maybe Coughlin is the answer.
I would just say it starts with the quarterback. And
that's
he
part
came
of
in
the
here
top.
And he doesn't have the right quarterback.
He has really regressed. So I thought a couple years ago he looked like he was going to be the real deal, and he has just hit a brick wall.
He was a fantasy monster a couple years ago.
35 touchdowns 2 years ago, and now he's garbage.
By the way, Tampa, that heartbreaking video we saw of Roberto Aguayo getting cut this week from Hard Knocks.
Right.
Nick Folk last night missed an extra point.
Yeah.
Missed a field goal. So if you're a kicker, send your resume to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And last game to mention, the Eagles beat the Bills last night 20-16. I looked at the box. Nothing really jumped out at me. Did you see anything in that game,
no.
Pete?
Just a great catch by my boy Zay Jones from East Carolina.
Zay Jones.
PPR fans, Zay Jones is one of your guys mid to late rounds in your fantasy
draft.
Do you
know how many hot dogs he's had at Sup Dogs in ECU? So many.
And I wonder how many he's paid for. That would be probably none.
Probably zero. I'm sure our friend Brett paid him to be there, as he should.
We'll talk Redskins with J.P. Finley from CSN coming up at 8:20. But next, it's best-selling author John Feinstein here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.